I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our first scripture reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 27-32. When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us.
Amen.
So welcome. Happy Sunday, mga kapatid. Christos Anesti. Jesus is risen. Today in the Eastern Orthodox Church, ngayon pa lang ang kanilang Easter Sunday. No, yung mga Greek Eastern Orthodox, today is their Easter Sunday. Sila yung ano, more gold na mga simbahan. No? Sabi ni Nancy Wilson, dating moderator natin, these are Catholics in steroids. No? So, happy Easter sa ating mga kapatid sa Greek Orthodox Church. Ang tawag dito, kamusta kayo? Good pagod ba?
Yes.
Kasi merong bad pagod, may good pagod, di ba? So welcome po sa ating munting queer church. Welcome sa ating mga kasama sa live streaming. Sino mga kasama natin na nandyan ngayon?
Isaiah.
Si Siege.
Marmy.
Father Noel. Ako, oh my God, na Father Noel. Na-stress tuloy ako pag nakikinig si Father Noel. Ayan. So welcome po. We are one. So we are in different places sa mga timbahay na kasama natin sa live streaming. Ayan. Sa totoo lang, yung sermon ko today, kanina ko lang sinulat. This is one of the rare occasions. Rare times when the Holy Spirit only tells me what to say on the day itself. No, I could not make up my mind ano yung ipipreach for today. At kanina lang ako, may konting bulong sa Holy Spirit. Hindi ko rin mapag-decidean yung reading din eh for today. And even last minute, nagtanggal ako ng isang reading. So our reading for today, it's a lectionary reading. It's the one of the first readings. So sa Catholic Church, in some Protestant churches, first reading siya. Yung reading natin today. I did not include the gospel for today. But the gospel reading for today is the classic story of Thomas the Doubter. Yan ang reading. Ang gospel reading for today. But I chose to use the first reading, which is actually an event that happened after Pentecost or during Pentecost. No, yung reading natin kanina na binasa ni Josh. Just a few things, no? Balikan lang natin. Ang Book of Acts, where our reading is today, was written by the same author of the Gospel of Luke. No, at nabanggit ko last week, the Gospel of Luke has a theological framing of metanoia. Ano yung metanoia dun sa mga nakarinig sa atin last transformation. So ang theological framing ng Gospel of Luke is transformation grounded on the prophetic tradition. No, transformation. And then meron siyang mga tema, may mga smaller theological elements siya of within the entire gospel ng about movement, about journey, paglalakbay, yun nga, transformation, spirit, kasi nga fluid, movement, no? So, saka critique. Critique of the imperial establishment. Very pro-poor si Luke. No? Nowhere else in the other gospel, si Luke lang may pinakamaraming mention ng poor. No? So, yun yung mga theological elements niya. Pero overall, mainly transformation. Transformation. Yan ang pinakahugot ni Luke from the prophets. Okay? So transformation of the self and social transformation. Now yung ating reading kanina ay nangyari siya during Pentecost. Yung ang portion lang yung kinuha natin yun yung hinuli na si Pedro sa kasi Juan. Kasi hinuli sila ng mga temple priests, ng soldiers ng temple priests, dinala sila kay Caiaphas sa Sanhedrin. At sinabihan silang, bakit kayo nangangaral sa pangalan ni Jesus na patay na? Sabi nilang ganyan. Tigilan nyo yan. So hinuli sila. No, kasi nung Pentecost, so nag-speaking in tongues sila, and then lumabas si Pedro sa kasi si Juan at during the festival nangaral sila sa panahon na ang dami-daming taong nagpi-pilgrimage sa Jerusalem. So nangaral sila, nag-preach sila, nag-proclaim sila na si Jesus ay muling nabuhay. At hinuli sila ng mga pinahuli sila nung temple priesthood, dinala sila sa council. Pinagbalaan silang huwag nyo na kayong mangangaral ulit, pero matapang na patapang silang tumanggi. At yun yung sagot nila. We will not follow human authority. We will continue to proclaim that Jesus is risen and that Jesus is the anointed one, the appointed one. At ipinabugbog sila after. Tapos saka sila pinakawalan. With a stern warning, wag nyo nang uulitin. Siyempre, again, hindi nila ginawa. So, yun yung kwento ng ating first reading. Yun yung kwento ng ating reading today, which is the first reading of the lectionary. So, malaking transformation yun, ha? Si Pedro na takot na umalis, tumakbo nung hinuli si Jesus sa Gethsemane. Nung gabing bago siya ipako sa krus, iniwanan niya si Jesus at nung sinundan-sundan niya ng patago at nahuli siya, dininay niya 3 times. No, hindi ko siya kilala. Hindi ko siya kilala. Hindi ko siya kilala. Tumilaok ang manok. Sabi ko nga yung the first Easter Sunday, hindi pa siya happy. The first Easter Sunday was confusing. The first Easter Sunday was takot pa sila. Natatakot pa silang lahat. Ayaw nilang magsilabas. Nasa upper room sila. Nakasara ang bintana, ang pintuan. Nakahuddle sila doon. Takot na takot sila kasi kapapatay lang. Nung Biyernes lang pinatay si Jesus. Easter yon, hindi pa Pentecost. Easter. At yung reading nga today, kinahapunan, maggagabi na ng Easter nang nagpakita si Jesus. Hi, hello, ito ako, I'm alive. Saka pa lang siya nagpakita sa kanilang lahat. 50 days after, according to the tradition, at after umakyat sa langit si Jesus, nangyari ang Pentecost, nangyari yung preaching nila Pedro at Juan, matapang na sila. Matapang na matapang. A transformation from takot na takot, willing iwanan, abandonahin, i-deny, i-betray si Jesus. This time around, wala silang pakialam kung huhulihin sila. Wala silang pakialam kung sila'y nandun sa harapan ng konseho, ng council, at posibleng-posibleng ipapatay tulad ng nangyari kay Jesus. Wala silang pakialam. No, we will not follow you. We will follow, we will continue to proclaim that Easter happened. We will continue to proclaim and we will continue to gather as a people. At maski pinabugbog na sila, pinagpatuloy pa rin nga nila. Pinagpatuloy pa rin nila. So yon, transformation from fear to courage. From fear to hope. Pero, did Easter magically solve the problems of humanity? Nung muli bang namuhay si Jesus, si Kristo, nung biglang nagsabi, nagpakita si I'm alive. Dite ake. Nasolve ba ang problema ng mundo? Sa tingin nyo? Hindi, di ba? Hanggang ngayon nga eh, di ba? At kahit nabuhay na muli si Jesus, much of the Roman Empire did not know about Jesus. Life continued on. Oppression and injustice continued on. Normally, across the empire. Not knowing that there was a Christ who was raised from the dead in a province of Judea, hindi magically na-solve ang problema ng mundo. And hindi rin na, kahit na-resurrect si Jesus, patuloy pa rin namatay ang mga Kristiyano. People continue to die in either disease, war, or yung mga Christians nga later on was persecuted. First by their fellow Jews and later by the Roman Empire. Especially, most notably, with Emperor Diocletian and Emperor Nero. At yung kay Emperor Nero nga, anong ginawa niya? Burn alive. One of the things na ginawa niya, burn, ginawa niyang lamppost ang mga Kristiyano. Naka-crucify na ganyan sa mga streets of Rome at siniliban as lamppost. Other times naman, pinakain sa mga wild animals sa Coliseum. Kasi sinisisi niya ang mga Kristiyano for isang malaking sunog na nangyari sa Rome. Pero siya rin pala ang nagpasunog. Kasi gusto niya magpagawa ng bagong villa dun sa area na sinunog niya. Na later on, nalaman ng mga Romano. So hindi na-solve. We have Easter. Easter happened. Christ was raised from the dead. But it did not solve the problems of the world. It did not save Christians from dying or suffering. Easter was not a magic wand that banished war, violence, and hatred from our hearts and our lives. But the Easter experience and later Pentecost, the anointing of Pentecost, nung bumaba ng banal na Espiritu, according to Luke, it changed people's hearts, some people's hearts and minds. From fear and apathy, mula sa takot at kawalan ng pakialam, towards hope. And courage and conviction. Change Christians from those who were afraid to die to those who are now willing to die for the same testimony of the living Christ among them. Transformation, metanoia, from fear to courageous hope. O kaya naman, another way of saying hopeful courage. Tapang na may pag-asa at pag-asang nagbibigay tapang. From deniers, betrayers, and abandoners to courageous champions of the faith. The fullness of God, ang kabuuan ng pagkadiyos ng Diyos of everything that is good, which is, by the way, not something really remarkable, they finally experienced the fullness of God in Jesus as the risen Christ. The Easter experience does not solve problems. The Easter experience changed, transformed their being. Ang Easter ay hindi nagsusresolba ng problema. Ang Easter ay nagpapanibago ng kabuuan ng pagkatao ng mga nakaranas ng Easter. And throughout history, the past 2,000 years, or even before Jesus Christ, the past 3,000 years, there are people who embody some of the qualities of God. Sino-sino sa tingin nyo sa kasaysayan? Bukod kay Jesus, of course, bilang Kristiyano, si Jesus ang totality, ang fullness of God in the flesh. But aside from Jesus, sino kayang mga ibang mga tao sa kasaysayan ang whether Christian sila o hindi sila Christian, who embodies
Gloria Steinem?
Oo, nakalimutan ko. Kilala ko rin siya. Yung mahirap i-pronounce yung pangalan. Troy Perry, very MCC.
Reverend
Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah. Sino pa? Gandhi. Who famously said, I don't know if it's accurate, but who famously said, I like your Christ, but I do not like your Christians. Sabi ni Gandhi. Si Gandhi, yes. Others. But Gandhi, ha, may mga issues din kay Gandhi. Which, also my point is, they are not perfect. They are not perfect individuals. The heroes and sheroes of humanity, regardless whether faith yan or other, you know, saan man sila.
The teachers in the barrio.
Ni Chad Book. Yes. Sino pa? Sige, parts of there are things about Mother Teresa that are good. There are parts which again goes back that they are not God. They're not perfect. But there are aspects of their lives and of their struggles, of their passion, that exemplifies or embodies the best qualities of, not even God, the best qualities of humanity. Kaya ang gusto ko rin i-argue dito is many of those remarkable people in history, even those that are not Christian, they are telling us, they are showing us things that are not really remarkable. Not something that are great. But things that are very basic. Very common. Very normal things. It's just that there are times and situations in our history na kung ano yung very basic, seems to be remarkable because the situation that we are in is so hopeless. The situation we are in are, there are more evil than there is good. That the very basic things becomes remarkable kahit hindi naman talaga. Diba? Tulad ng, ano ba?
Si Marsha P. Johnson daw sabi niyo.
Marsha P. Johnson, the black trans woman who threw the first stone in Stonewall Uprising. And so, si, alam nyo, si Lenny Robredo, hindi siya Mesiyas. Hindi siya Mesiyas. Hindi siya Kristo o Krista. Hindi siya Santa. Meron siya, si Lenny, meron siya mga lutang moments. Meron naman talaga. Even in official public functions and speaking engagements. Lenny has some blunders. And Lenny cannot and will not be able to solve the multi-layered problems of the Philippine bureaucracy and of the Philippines. Hindi. Kahit manalo siya sa pagkapangulo, hindi niya masosolve ang lahat ng problema ng Pilipinas at ang gabundok, historically kabundok na utang ng Pilipinas ngayon, which is already at 60% of our GDP. Kaya people don't realize that, no? Nung isa sa mga kinilabutan ako nung mabanggit sa mga debates, we are now at 60% debt. That is very dangerous, economically speaking. Hindi niya masosolve yan. In 6 years, hindi niya masosolve. However, Lenny does embody or symbolize, kinakatawan niya, some of the very basic expectation and criteria for any leader. Actually, not even a leader. Sabi ko nga kanina, an ordinary human being. And to some extent of a Christian. Very basic. Hindi naman remarkable yung integrity. It is a basic requirement in any civilized society or government. Transparency and honesty is basic and a foundation of human civilization. Sabi ko nga nung preaching series natin nung Lent, lahat naman nagsisinungaling, yes, that's true. But human society never gave up and never said, let's normalize dishonesty. Never. Meron ba kayong mababasang the great founders of democracy who ever said that let's normalize dishonesty? Human civilization and its development has always insisted that honesty, integrity is foundational to human progress and democracy. At yun naman yung mensahe ni ano? Ni Lenny. Pero hindi nga lang niya mensahe, yun yung isinabuhay niya. Hindi madali yun, ha? Hindi madali ang ISO certification at ang COA highest rating. Next week ko ipipreach yan. Hindi siya madali, pero hindi yan remarkable. There is nothing great or remarkable. It is only because we have come to a point to, in our society and in our world that people are so hopeless that the basic expectations, the basic requirements for human goodness has become something so unattainable. Kaya sa totoo lang, kahit yung pagkapanalo ni Duterte noong 2016, it was a hunger of people for change. Despite what we can say about Duterte and what happened to the last 6 years, the vote for Duterte was a hunger of people for change. And it's the same hunger now. But the difference is, ganun kasing pagkakaiba yan. Do you want it magically solved? Or do you want the hard work of the qualities of human goodness? So hindi perfect si Lenny. Hindi niya masosolve ang problema ng lipunan. Hindi lahat. Lalo na 6 years lang. Tapos wala naman tayong second term sa ating constitution. Kahit manalo siya, manalo si Kiko, manalo lahat ng senatorial, that's great. But still, hindi nila totally masosolve lahat ng yan within 6 years. But she offers a shift. Shift. Even like a small shift from a place, from a thinking, from a being na anything goes na lang. From a thinking and a being na masosolve ng isang taong to ang problema natin. Yung kasi yung gusto ng marami. May shift. May shift. May konting thug, resistance sa prevailing na lipunan natin at gobyerno. Integrity, honesty, strength with humility, compassion, or care? Care, compassion. Very basic. A very basic human quality na pag may alam mong may naghihirap, may nasasaktan, may pinapatay, merong mga tao who are treated unfairly, illogically, that you care. And Lenny has inspired that, has reignited that in the People's Campaign. Lenny embodies and exemplifies much of the qualities that many others before her also embodied. And like them, she is not here to solve our problems. Nasolve ba ni Gandhi ang problema ng India? Hindi. May nagbago ba? Meron. Nasolve ba ni Martin Luther King Jr., the civil rights leader, ang racism sa Amerika? Hindi. Hanggang ngayon, meron pa din. May nagbago ba? From then to now, marami. Natanggal ang diktador sa EDSA. EDSA People Power. Nasolve ba ang problema ng Pilipinas? Hindi. May nagbago ba? Meron naman. Sino pa? Yun nga, si Jesus. So they are not. Lenny and many people before her, and even people after her and others, are not here to solve our problems. But they inspire us to participate. If you go and look at all the great people in the world, past and present, one of the common messages always, always that I am not the answer. Si Jesus mismo nagsabi eh. You can do more for those who have faith. Can do this and more. Sabi ni Jesus. At nung umakit nga sa langit si Jesus, ano sabi niya? Go! I send you out. Go and proclaim. Proclaim, at least in the Gospel of Luke, go and proclaim metanoia from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Proclaim transformation. Hindi yung nabuhay si Jesus, umakyat sa langit, gagawin kong ito lahat para sa inyo. And the same with Lenny, no? Kahit manalo siya. She inspires hope. She is a symbol ng lahat ng basic qualities ng isang mabuting tao kahit hindi siya perpekto. Basic qualities na isang mabuting gobyerno, mabuting lipunan. Hindi siya perpekto, hindi siya mesiyas, hindi siya magsosolve ng lahat ng problema ng bayan. Pero nag-i-inspire siya sa napakaraming tao, lalong-lalo na sa mga kabataan, na maging magkaroon ulit ng pakialam para sa ating bayan. Engage and inspire people's campaign. Lenny in the Philippines is only one of many in the continuing and embodiment of Easter hope. Easter is about transformation. Easter is about hope. Easter is about renewal. Easter is about changing our being, our mindset, na kahit ang gulo-gulo-gulo, may mga pinapatay, ang daming fake news, there was something that changed us to say na tulad ng mga apostoles na hinuli, hindi kami susunod sa inyo. Hindi kami papayag. We will not stop proclaiming the Easter story. Kaya naman, for the first time in history, in their history, in the continuing struggle, ang pinakamalaking labor group na never nag-endorse at maluhalo ako niya nung nabasa ko yan, nung in-announce yan. Never sila nag-endorse ever ng pagkapangulo. In-endorse si Lenny and the Lenny team. The Bangsamoro Autonomous Government through their political party endorsed. 1,000 Catholic priests and bishops hindi endorsed. Magkaiba yung endorse sa support. 1,000 Catholic priests and bishops signed a statement of support, not endorsement, to the Lenny Kiko team. While I'm preaching today with regard to Easter and the candidacy of Lenny Robredo, I am not telling anyone to vote for her. I am not telling anyone in this church, anyone out there that you vote for her simply because I say it. Iboto nyo pa rin kung sino yung sa tingin nyo na pinakakwalipikado sa pagkapangulo. Gusto nyo si Isko, go ahead. Gusto nyo si Ping Lacson, which I actually admire Ping Lacson sa kanyang credentials, at least sa credentials niya. Go ahead. Kung gusto nyo si Manny, sige, pwede na rin. Although kung LGBT ka, bakit? Let's go! Gusto nyo iboto si Manny. Gusto nyo si Cal Yodi? All the more. all the more. Or the others, no? Sino to? Sino yung iba? Si Mangundadato. Isa sa mga naisip ko, I hope a time comes when we have a Muslim president. Not just someone from Mindanao, but a Muslim president. Go ahead, boto nyo. I will not say who to vote for. I will not tell you to vote for anyone. But what I can say is that I will tell you not to vote, who not to vote. Not to vote for anyone na merong track record ng korupsyon at anomalya, hindi lamang sa posisyon ng pagkapangulo, maging sa lahat ng antas ng gobyerno. At maganda yung usapan namin nung nakaraan, no? If merong posisyon sa gobyerno na wala kang makitang maayos na iboboto, abstain. Abstain is still a message. If there's a lot of people who abstained, that sends a message to the traditional politicians in that. Kasi ang daming position ngayon na unchallenged, meaning yung incumbent, siya lang din ang tumatakbo, walang kumakalaban. So, ibig sabihin, kahit isang boto lang yon, panalo na siya, di ba? But if you actually abstain, that sends a message to them na we actually don't like you anymore. We no longer like traditional politicians. The same family in the same positions. So don't vote for corrupt people who have a history of corruption. Abstain if you must. Lenny, inspiring the transformation of ourselves as a way to transform our country. The People's Campaign carries the light of our hope. Nasaan ang buhay na Kristo? Where is the risen Christ? Nasaan ang Kristong buhay? Always with people. Where is the Spirit and the movement of the Spirit? It is with the people. It is with the people with the conviction, the energy, and the courage to fight for it. To fight what seems to be impossible. From fear to courage, from fear to hope, from a people who are afraid to a people who are now willing to die. That is Easter, that is Pentecost. But again, Lenny is not the Messiah. She inspires and motivates many people for hope and courage. And she symbolizes many qualities and aspirations of the Filipino. But she is not a Messiah, and again, she will not solve all our problems. But like many others before her, she reminds us that to create a better nation and a better world, everyone needs to participate continuously. Even after May 9. She inspires us from fear. Dati, alam mo, marami naman dyan sa mga kakamping. Marami dyan. Noon, ayaw din sa rally. Marami sa mga kakamping dati, marami ding hanas sa mga nagrarally. Marami sa mga kakamping takot sa rally. Hindi lang takot sa rally, galit sa mga nagrarally kasi perwisyo, traffic. Diba, lalo na sa may Commonwealth, pag-sona. Pag-sona ng presidente, may people sona ang mga progresibong organisasyon. Ino-occupy yung isang buong lane sa Commonwealth. reklamador ang mga rallyista, mga aktivista. Maraming kakampi, ganyan. Yan ang chika rin noon, no? Oh, ang mga rallyista, mga tamad, mga walang ambag, ganyan, di ba? But now, from that to someone who attends the rally. At hindi lang basta pupunta doon. May bit-bit na pagkain para sa lahat. May bit-bit na tubig para sa lahat. Upuan. Lahat may bit-bit para sa lahat. May mga propesyong nag-volunteer. Mga propesyong nag-volunteer. Sa Pampanga ba yun? Yung habang throughout the day nag-rally, may lawyers for Lenny na nag-set up ng consultation dun sa Robinson's Mall. Marami nakipag-partner ng mga doktor at nurse sa e-consulta. From a people, from individuals na kanya-kanya lang, iniisip lang ang sarili. From individuals na ayoko sa rally, nakakatakot dyan. Ayoko sa rally. Wala naman yan nagagawa. To people who are now in rallies. From fear to courage, the transformation of the being. A transformation that is passionate, active, energized. She reminds us to create a better nation and a better world. Everyone needs to participate continuously. So I end, and that's the message even of Jesus. When I'm gone, sabi ni Jesus, I will send you the Holy Spirit, and you will go out to the world and proclaim transformation to all nations. From a people, from Peter, who was afraid to die, but later was willing to die. The same message, the same inspiration. So gusto kong tapusin ang sermon na ito sa mismong salita ni Madam Lenny na binanggit niya kagabi. Wala sa politiko ang kapangyarihan. Nasa inyo, nasa kamay niyo, nasa taong bayan ang tunay na kapangyarihan. The voice of the people is the voice of God. At doon, nasusumpungan ang Kristong buhay. Amen.